You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
Here's today's 1490 WLCX news update. You can find it on demand at lacrosseeagle.com. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
In an effort to attract a second airline to La Crosse Regional Airport, city officials will consider a resolution tonight to commit $250,000 to the airport's minimum revenue guarantee fund. Last month, the La Crosse County Board approved the same amount. Three airlines have shown interest in La Crosse: Delta, Sun Country, and Allegiant. Delta left the airport in the summer of 2023 due to a lack of workers. Right now, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse. The revenue guarantee fund is expected to be about $1.5 million. Tomorrow, the La Crosse Public Library will be closed for maintenance. According to a release, crews will be installing new water gate valves. The work is necessary, according to library officials, to make sure they are in line with city policy. In the meantime, people can still use the library's digital resources, such as ebooks, audiobooks, and streaming services, anytime at lacrosselibrary.org. After the one-day closure, the La Crosse Public Library will be open for regular hours starting on Saturday. The School District of Onalaska will interview three finalists for superintendent today. Ben Barton, the superintendent for Princeton in Minnesota since 2018, and a former administrator at La Crescent and Caledonia. Dr. Rainey Briggs, the superintendent at Baraboo and Viterbo graduate who previously worked at multiple schools in Dane County. And Lalisha Olson, principal at Northern Hills Elementary in Onalaska, who is a UW La Crosse and Winona State graduate who also worked at the Holman School District. There is a public forum this evening. There's been another death at an embattled Wisconsin prison. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Another inmate has died at Waupun Correctional Institution. 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday. This is the seventh death at the prison in 2 years. Less than a year ago, former warden Randall Hepp was charged with misconduct and eight of his staff were charged with felony inmate abuse.
Governor Tony Evers has proposed reforms to the state's prison system, including Waupun, as part of a $500 million plan. Wisconsin's two biggest trade partners are now subject to President Donald Trump's tariffs. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers blames Republicans in Congress for not opposing the Trump administration on tariffs.
If Congress thought through this for 2 minutes, they'd understand how bad tariffs are.
The Democratic governor summed up his feelings on the situation in Washington.
It sucks. It's bad. It's no good. I'm irritated, and all of you should be irritated too, and I think you are.
Trump has imposed tariffs of 25% on both Canada and Mexico. The Trump administration is planning on cutting tens of thousands of Veterans Administration jobs, according to multiple news reports. Currently, the VA employs about 470,000 people. The goal for the Trump administration is to get the VA back to pre-pandemic staffing of just under 400,000 workers, so about 70,000 employees would be let go. In addition, the Trump administration is planning to downsize the military's civilian workforce by about 5 to 8% of its nearly 950,000 employees. Federal services such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act are under scrutiny by the Trump administration, and Wisconsin's two senators have very different views of what should happen next. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay. Federal services such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act are under scrutiny by the Trump administration, and Wisconsin's two senators have very different views of what should happen next. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Senator Johnson said the problem with the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, is that it covers able-bodied working-age adults.
Medicaid is completely out of control because Obamacare has put it in real danger.
Senator Baldwin helped write the Affordable Care Act and said it has allowed more people to access health care.
People with pre-existing health conditions used to not be able to get health insurance because the insurance companies could just say no. That changed with the Affordable Care Act.
Senator Johnson said the program has almost doubled in cost because of allowing single, working-age, childless adults to access health care through the program.
It's the Obamacare that has been put into Medicaid that threatens the solvency of Medicaid and threatens the solvency of our nation.
According to Senator Baldwin, Medicaid funding helps pay for nursing care for those on Medicaid. It also helps keep community health centers and critical access hospitals open in rural areas in Wisconsin.
This affects our local economies and especially our rural economies in significant ways.
72 million Americans rely on Medicaid for their health care. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
According to data from the federal government, over 1 million people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicaid. According to data from the federal government, over 1 million people in Wisconsin are enrolled in Medicaid. Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency is ending leases for 16 federal government contracts in Wisconsin, including one building in La Crosse. A lease for the IRS was canceled in La Crosse, which the Trump administration says will save over $180,000. 15 other leases were also ended in the state, with the Trump administration claiming nearly $5.5 million worth of savings. The biggest closure is for a building leased by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Ashland, affecting 40 federal workers. Over one-third of Wisconsin driver's licenses have still not been updated to Real ID, with the deadline under 2 months away. A Real ID is required to fly domestically or to enter federal buildings as of May 6th, although people can still use another form of ID, such as a passport, to fly. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says about 37% of driver's licenses in the state have not yet been updated. A full list of documents needed for the update and more information is available on the Wisconsin DMV website. A pause on USDA funding for the Dairy Business Innovation Initiative by the Trump administration is affecting at least one local business. The Birch Point Distillery in Westby now faces an uncertain future after the funding was interrupted. Owners have already invested $80,000 of their own money into the business. In Wisconsin, $6.5 million is being withheld for 88 dairy businesses. All told, the funding affects over 400 businesses nationwide to the tune of $30 million, which was already approved by Congress. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders is heading to western Wisconsin later this week to visit Republican districts in support of Democratic politicians and liberal candidates on the spring nonpartisan ballot. Sanders will appear at Altoona High School on Saturday. According to a statement, Sanders' office said that he's holding the events to push back against the current presidential administration and to put pressure on congressmen like Derek Van Orden to vote against cuts to public services such as Social Security. Van Orden criticized the planned appearance. Tonight, girls basketball regional champions West Salem, Aquinas, Blair Taylor, and Oliva Strum will play in sectional semifinals. Today is also the start of state hockey. Tomorrow, West Salem and Gail Etrick-Trempolo are at state gymnastics in Wisconsin Rapids, and Holman is at state team wrestling in Madison. Tomorrow night is also the regional semifinals in boys basketball. Holman, Onalaska, West Salem, La Crosse Central, Arcadia, Gail Etrick-Trempolo, Aquinas, Cochrane Fountain City, and Alma Center Lincoln are all hosting games. It'll be a nice stretch weather-wise for several days with sunny skies and light winds through the weekend. Highs the rest of the week will be around 40 degrees with overnight lows in the 20s. This weekend, highs rise to around 50 with temperatures climbing to the 60s early next week. The next shot at precipitation isn't expected to happen until later next week for the Cooley region. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now on your device's app store or at civicmedia.us/app. We'll have a look at your weather, sports, and entertainment news coming up next. For 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers radio network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota. Wisconsin had to work for it, but Greg Gard's team gets the job done as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Greg Gard.
You know, you get on the road, you find a way, you know, and I thought we had some decent looks from three. But the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am. I'm a fighter.
That's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Valeria Baldwin says her husband Alex suffered so much guilt after accidentally shooting and killing someone on the set of the film Rust that he sank into such a depression he wanted to kill himself. The actor's wife says since the incident, he has had heart issues and multiple hospital stays. The information was revealed on the couple's reality show on TLC called The Baldwins. I'm not calling myself a hero, but now that I've informed you of this news, you don't have to watch The Baldwins. The Sound of Music turned 60 this week. It's a film pretty much beloved by all and is one of the top 10 grossing films of all time. Nevertheless, George Von Trapp, aka Christopher Plummer, was not a fan. According to the New York Post, Plummer complained constantly and thought the story was gooey, at one point referring to the title as The Sound of Mucus. A few years ago, star Julie Andrews shared that she felt Plummer was in over his head musically. Let's be honest, he probably just did the film for the do-re-mi. The tabloids love to stir up trouble and are continuing to do so following last week's Oscars broadcast. After Kieran Culkin won Best Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain, cameras caught Edward Norton, who also was nominated for his role in A Complete Unknown, leaning over and saying the F word to his wife. It's not 100% clear what he said or if he was referring to the fact that he lost or if he's the most awkward romantic ever. Margaret Qualley's star is on the rise after a small but star-making role in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and playing opposite Demi Moore in this year's Oscar-nominated The Substance, the world is pretty much her oyster. After a really unnecessary James Bond music tribute at the Oscars last week, which happened just in time as Bond was killed off 2 years ago, fans are now saying they hope the daughter of Andy McDowell becomes a Bond girl. Quite a leap. If you're heading to the theater this weekend while the snow melts, here are some moving pictures you might enjoy, especially if you're into sci-fi. Opening in wide release is Mickey 17. It's being called a sci-fi comedy, drama, mystery, thriller. It covers a lot of bases. I think the only genre they're missing is adult film. The movie stars Robert Pattinson, who plays an expendable on a dangerous mission to colonize a planet covered with ice. The film is getting mad love from critics with an 87% and certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Another new sci-fi film that hits theaters, In the Lost Land, stars Mila Jovovich and David Bautista. The film is about a queen who sends a sorceress into forbidden lands to find magical powers, kind of a necessity in the sorcery game. It's a nice cast and sounds fun, but is batting about a 50% with just a handful of reviews in. If science fiction isn't your thing, there are still lots of leftovers in the theaters from the last couple weeks, and most Oscar films are available to stream. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wambo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 40 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the west at 5 to 10, so not windy today. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy, 24. A little light snow or a few flurries late tonight into tomorrow morning. And tomorrow, gradual clearing, 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.